In an hour-long hearing, frustrated Democrats on the House Natural Resources Committee called out the Trump administration for blatant favoritism toward the oil and gas industry.
Welcome. First, I'd like to...
California Congressman Alan Lowenthal complained that oil and gas has gone unscathed while all walks of life are feeling the pain.
It is utterly immoral that the Trump administration treats one group of friendly businesses, the fossil fuel industry, as more valuable and deserving than all others.
The hearing pondered legality, impacts to public lands without public input, and whether the Interior Department has become a favor factory for special interests. Committee Chairman Raul Grijalva says there will be litigation over this.
Somebody has to answer as to how you went about prioritizing what you did, and health and safety of the public became secondary. Protection of our public assets became secondary.
Kelly Fuller agrees. She's with the Western Watersheds Project, a conservation nonprofit.
It doesn't make any sense at all to folks outside the government that are looking at this.
Fuller says past shutdowns have not done this. During the 2013 shutdown over Obamacare, the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, wasn't able to process about 200 applications for permits to drill.
Clearly, it wasn't truly essential. This is just a made-up excuse right now to serve the oil and gas industry.
The BLM is not doing environmental reviews. And Fuller is concerned that leasing on public lands might go ahead without specialized analysis for wildlife or archaeology. Even so, she says the BLM is accepting more and more permits to begin drilling. That number is now well over 200. Fuller says that's unacceptable.
Because one of the problems that's happening right now is with this oil and gas permit processing during the shutdown, the oil and gas industry is not shut out. But the public is.
There have been no press briefings. Public comment web pages have gone dark. If you call or email the BLM, the response will likely be radio silence.
This is your Casper BLM.
Or it'll be a stock recording.
Due to a lapse in funding of the federal government budget, we are out of
Phil Flynn acknowledges communication may not be as simple as normal, but the BLM is still partially open. He's an oil and gas analyst with the Price Futures Group. He understands why the Trump administration considers oil and gas permitting vital. He says the first reason is economics.
It's a big part of the gross domestic product. If the industry slowed down, it would slow down the economy.
And it's a part of the economy the Trump administration has been working to increase under the president's energy dominance philosophy. The Interior Department has boasted huge gains in oil production, and upcoming lease sales in February and March are offering unprecedented levels of new acreage, much of that coming from public land in western states like Wyoming. But Flynn says energy dominance isn't just a phrase. It's about national security.
I think there's a belief in the Trump administration that being one of the world's biggest oil producers gives us more security from countries that in the past tried to use oil as a weapon against our economy.
But is paying federal workers to process drilling permits allowed in a shutdown? Christopher McKnight Nichols is a historian at Oregon State University. He says the federal guidelines are vague, and shutdown decisions can fall prey to politics.
They're allowed to keep things going that are deemed necessary. And this is the interesting question about oil and gas, for instance. Why is there continuing permitting for drilling? That does not seem necessary, but the administration can make a case that it is and therefore keep things going.
Nichols says it's not unusual to see this level of politics thrust into shutdown decisions. But he says it is surprising to see so many other federal programs falter while oil and gas chugs along. In an email, a Bureau of Land Management representative says the agency is not prioritizing permit processing over its other work, and that its actions are consistent with the agency's contingency plan for the shutdown. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.